waiting for it to start. La 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 la.
You're doing the thing? Ew.
I said we are doing the thing.
Oh, that's even worse.
Not like that.
Perf.
Every day I'm buffering. Every day I'm buffering.
Except I'm doing it an octave higher than I should be.
The truth is real. Okay, we're live.
So, counting this down in five.
Oh, hang on. Give it 5 seconds.
That was the 5 second countdown. That would have been a five.
I know you're eager, but damn, let me hit the podcast button. Howdy ho. Howdy ho, Mr. Hanky. We are HD all the time.
We are highly demented? Yes.
Yes.
at times, yes.
We definitely are.
Highly dorky.
I look incredibly white. I'm sorry, guys. My whiteness is very abrasive today. That's better.
Just say that you're getting ready for Halloween. Push button, receive bacon.
Ooh! Bacon! All them bacons.
I didn't even realize that that was a meme from hand dryers and the bathrooms.
Yes.
Until somebody actually pointed it out to me that that's what the symbol would be for push button receive bacon. Because I don't eat bacon, so I didn't realize that you could interpret the red wavy lines as bacon instead
bacon.
Of hotter.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cute. I want like push button receive cookie or something.
That would be cool too. I'm sure there are cookie jars that are like that.
As long as it's a good cookie.
Don't be hiding raisins in my cookie. If I think it's a chocolate chip and I bite into it and it's a raisin, there are going to be problems. Scroll up. Scroll. There.
Scroll. 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 Or some Tasha.
I do love me Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes. Squirrel and moose.
Squirrel and moose. Moose and squirrel.
Yes, moose and squirrel. Everything from my nose down was like not exposed to the cold air at all. I was like Wilson from Home Improvement. It was just like
here.
And so if my nose got blocked up for any reason, I'm like dead. But other than that, it's just
I need more ruffles in my life, apparently.
More floofier?
More floofier. Floofier is a word.
Alright.
I mean, why not? It's floofy. It's floofy.
Typically not used with the word more in front of it.
I have entered a very evil realm with my gathering foot. Everything is more floofier. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. And it is 140.
What? Oh, episode 140. I was like, the time is not 140.
The time is 140.
I'm sure it is somewhere in the world. I can't really sink very well because my hydraulic chair is already at the bottom, so I'd have to like squat.
That was funny.
Hello, Potters! Welcome to episode 157 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Welcome to the end of 2017. Woo!
Yay.
Insert applause here.
Really bad applause right here. Yay.
We finally made it to the end of this year, and oh my gosh, what a year in cosplay it was.
And a busy year it has been. By the way, I am Valerie. That over there is Amber. Say hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
For those who are watching us for the first time, because we've had such a boon of new viewers and listeners lately, they probably need to know exactly who's who.
Yeah, so I'm Amber, and this is Val, and
Hi.
By our powers combined, we are CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. And this is the end of our sixth year of podcasting.
Good God. 6 years. It still boggles my mind. Like, I know like 5 years sounded like a milestone, but I'm like, we're still not 5 years yet. We still got a little bit to go. No.
We've been talking about cosplay for 6 years, you guys. And we didn't even start when cosplay was young. We kind of started when cosplay was finally becoming normal.
A thing, yeah. And it just keeps getting trendier and trendier. So there's always something new to talk about with it, which is kind of cool.
And we keep getting, you know, further up into the cosplay elders column. You know, currently we are over 30 cosplay. And then we'll be over 40 cosplay, over 50 cosplay, over 60 cosplay.
You're never too old for cosplay. We have seen photos of people who are very clearly not too old for cosplay, who are amazing people.
Yeah, I'm in one of those Facebook groups that's like the over 30 cosplay, and oh my goodness, I'm like, man, I hope I reach your levels of epicness, because I would still like to do this in like 30 years.
Indeed. Well, this episode is mostly going to be our year in review, our traditional montage of your favorite moments and some of ours as well from our episodes for the past year. And we also are going to discuss a little bit about our, I don't want to say favorite topics, but maybe most interesting topics in the last year. Because, you know, conventions deciding to ban con weapons and inspiring people to make banana guns everywhere is not necessarily a favorite of mine, but it's interesting.
And it's kind of cool. Creativity, yay.
All right, so since you guys have already seen the montage by this point, let's jump right into our stories of 2017. Oh, where to start?
Yeah, I know where to start, because it seemed like this year in particular, we did a whole lot more news stories than in years prior, because there was just something going on, if not every week, every other week.
Let's see. Even if I just did a basic search for a cosplay over the last year, you know, in terms of news.
There's a lot.
there is a lot, but actually I think the vast majority of what we would be seeing in the last year that tended to be controversial tended to be at conventions.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. It's a lot of convention news.
It's a lot of convention news. I mean, sometimes it's related to certain people, but there's also a few topics like, say, sexy cosplay that never seem to go away and just seem to have different degrees of drama every year. It's either a new person or it's a new con deciding to change their public decency policies, all sorts of things going on. And then, of course, you have your websites like Kotaku that always do their best of type things that are always controversial. And I mean, we even had stories about the very first cosplayers going to Comic Cons in Saudi Arabia,
which was awesome.
We had stories this year about hijab cosplay becoming more and more popular, which is also very cool and beautiful looking. And you can just do a perusal of some of our news feed, because we've been putting up articles for you guys to see in the world of cosplay. We've got things like San Diego Comic-Con deciding to sue because somebody else decided to call their convention a Comic-Con.
That one's a really weird story, too. It was very confusing because Salt Lake City Comic-Con was also advertising in the same town during SDCC, and that's what ruffled the feathers initially. So that's going to have some very interesting, long-lasting effects for future conventions. That's for certain.
Yes, and San Diego Comic-Con was victorious in their lawsuit.
So strange.
Needless to say, there are appeals going on, but basically they want other conventions to stop using the term Comic-Con, including Salt Lake Comic-Con.
Oh, man. But yes, also speaking about conventions, I think probably one of my favorite not so great stories has to do with Fandom Fest. This is the one that was a comic convention that had a very nice big expo center, but because of some weird contracting issues, they had to move everybody to an old Macy's store. And this is like a 30K attendee convention. And man, just the fallout that happened from that. It still looks like they're trying to have another show for next year too, which is very surprising. But wow, the fallout behind that was horrific, and it's still piling on. There are still lawsuits against the convention because not just a revenue loss, but their policy was they would have, if a guest canceled, you couldn't get refunded on any photo ops or autograph opportunities. And it's like, excuse me, guest canceled, I should get a refund, please. So there's ongoing lawsuits for that as well. It's just been Probably my favorite bad story. As weird as that sounds.
I don't know. I think my favorite bad story ultimately was, I think it was it New York Comic Con? No, it was Los Angeles Comic Con that banned prop weapons and prop guns. And so everybody was making EVA foam props and spray painting them in the color of bananas so that you could say, this is a con-safe prop, this is a banana, not an actual gun. That was probably my favorite negative story. Although, for all I know, with that lawsuit, you can't even call it Los Angeles Comic Con anymore.
There are two that I have seen in the chat here. Lester Candy brought up that the VKS trend, she thought it was going to die, but apparently it's back and revamped, which I was not aware of, and that's I okay, did not need to know that. And then
For those who
Marianne,
don't know what VKS is,
we got an
you may
episode on that.
wish. It stands for Virgin Killer Sweaters, and I highly recommend if you're going to Google that term, keep safe search
Safe
on and
search
don't
on.
do it at work. Do not do it at work, and don't do it where kids are around to see it either.
Or a library or school or any place that's public.
Just do it in the privacy of your own home. But you guys can go look that up. But I mean, we attended a con where there was controversy when they had a VKS meetup or tried to. And then there was all sorts of drama with who was supposed to be leading it and where it was supposed to be held, and creepers going in to try and take pictures of this. And wow.
It was very special. Yeah.
It was special in the best kind of way.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, Marianne wrote, or that guy that tried to kill JDF at a Comic Con, that whole thing, which
Oh,
is what's,
that
yeah, that's what kind of sparked some
JDF
of
is
that.
David Frank, by the way, the formerly the Green Power Ranger.
And the White Ranger. Woo, Jason
Yes,
David
and the White
Frank.
Ranger.
It's one of those things where I think that's kind of what started the whole prop weapon ban, is because somebody was able to bring in real stuff. It wasn't checked and fallout.
And of course, there was the gentleman, I believe it was Halo armor he was wearing, that he went to go get repaired and actually had the costume on and was walking down the street with it in full gear and was carrying some sort of thing that looked like an explosive. I mean, it was prop.
It was a prop, yeah.
But no, he walked straight into the alteration store. The alterations clerk called police, going, there's a dude with something that looks like a bomb in here. And yeah, they actually came out with the SWAT team and 10 guns pointed at the guy when he walked out of the store. Thankfully, nothing happened. And he managed to get off without charges. But this is why you can't have nice things.
That's why we can never have nice things. It's almost like we need to start adopting what a lot of Asian cultures do with their conventions and have a changing station at the convention center. You can only wear costumes inside the convention center. You can't take them outside. And a lot of that is public rules and decency laws and whatnot. So that makes sense. It's a little bit harder to do that here, but it might make everything a lot safer if we did.
My favorite story of the year, and it's only because this is so hilarious, was the adult cosplay deviant group trademarking cosplay is not consent, or at least trying to.
Marianne had just posted that. That's her
Like,
favorite
oh, we were
story.
talking about this back in 2013. Well, we as a community were talking about this all the way back in 2011. So, what you gonna do?
It's so funny. It's just like, oh, okay.
And all of these groups that are suing, like every one of them so far is going, oh, it's not about the money. We don't want money. We just want them to stop doing it. It's like, no, man, it's totally about the money.
All
You want
about the
control.
bills.
You want control so you can do merch.
We know how this works. It's America. It's what our lovely economy is all about.
And there have been stories about increasing ticket prices, increasing
My
hotel
goodness.
prices. Basically, attendees being priced out of certain cons, volunteers having to buy badges, volunteers not getting comped at all, volunteers deserting cons and cons somehow being understaffed because of that. One of the biggest stories of the year was the whole accuracy movement, where suddenly people people of color and basically anyone who wasn't, you know, a slender white female 14 years old with a Barbie build. Suddenly, all of those people couldn't cosplay anymore. Because, oh no, you don't look like the one in the manga. Even though it's totally in black and white.
That never ends well. That always immediately
doesn't,
gets...
For some reason, this year, it became like this explosive, oh god, these controversial people. Black Sailor Moon. Oh no! There are Indians cosplaying. And I mean people from India, not Native Americans. But, like, we kind of had the whole clash of civilizations between the, you should be able to cosplay anything you want because it's supposed to be fun. And no, you have to be completely 100% accurate because you're portraying a character and you have to look like the character or you can't even consider cosplaying as them. We had like the clash of the titans of those two movements this year.
It's been a very exhausting year because of that, just being able to talk about cosplay. On the one hand, we've had a lot of things that we've been able to discuss, but on the other hand, my goodness, it's gotten really tiring, especially since both of us are really strong at preaching about, you know, cosplay really is for everybody. We don't care about skin tone, size, shape, religion, whatever. You just pick the character you want to cosplay and you do it. Have fun.
And one of the other large local stories this year was CosplayCon, which is actually in the South. It's not here in Texas. But we had owners of apparently multiple conventions this year. CosplayCon was one of the bigger examples of the owners simply disappearing during the con sometimes. Not even after the con. They don't wait. They just go. And all of the money that the con made disappeared with him. And they know who it is. This guy's done it before. Multiple times before. And yet somehow he was still allowed to start a con and people paid to go to this con and he made money and ran off again. And there was a charity that was supposed to somehow get $2,000 to make Christmas stockings for needy kids. And that money just poofed. And I felt so bad. Because this happened at multiple conventions, there were actually multiple charities stiffed this year. Because a lot of conventions, they like to do charitable work. And we support that wholeheartedly. And of course, you know, if you guys want to donate to your own individual charities, that's perfectly fine too. You don't have to do it through a convention. It breaks my heart to see this sort of thing happen. And not only to have the charity get stiffed, but all of the attendees who are going to this con just have an absolutely crappy experience, and so do the vendors, so do the artists, so do the volunteers and staff, and so do the guests who don't get paid either. Because, you know, they have to make money too.
I think 2017 is definitely the year of convention controversy. With everything that has happened and between so many new conventions starting up and then immediately falling flat and then the con man actually conning the con, it's been quite a ride. And I'm only hoping that because of all of this madness that has happened, everybody is learning from each other's mistakes and they're going to take it slow and easy next year and be like, okay, let's go back to basics. Let's take a breather. Let's not shove 500 new conventions out there because the market's already pretty oversaturated. And let's just get back to our roots and just make the attendees happy. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that that's the situation.
Let's make 2018 a good year, please.
Please? That would be great.
You know, it's kind of like that whole when you're having a fight with somebody and you just both mutually decide to drop the debate and drop the argument. And you're just like, okay, let's start fresh. Bygones are bygones. We'll forget everything we were fighting about. We'll start clean slate. Hi, I'm X. We need to start 2018 from there. So the cosplay community needs to be reintroduced to the convention world. and the convention world needs to put on a welcoming face for its attendees and everybody involved. And let's all just have a good time.
Do we need to start singing Kumbaya?
No, certain local conventions could probably take a page out of that book. And of course, one of the other large stories this year, which has blown up in real life as of recently, are sexual harassment claims, which has also been very concerned with convention owners and convention staffers. As more and more people are speaking up, conventions are kind of having to take a stand on who they are inviting to their conventions. And of course, attendees are free to vote with their wallets as they wish. And conventions are free to employ whom they wish and make social media statements about employing whom they wish. Come on, you know you want to tell that story.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Sorry. So, and I know the one that she's talking about, and we have actually brought it up in the show, and I don't remember if it was in an episode or if we did it as an after session.
It was an episode.
It was an episode? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a local convention for us, unfortunately, but it's one I've never attended. I don't think Amber's been to it either. It's a North Texas tabletop convention. It's maybe 500 attendees. And unfortunately, two of the people that they had invited to be guests have been accused of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. And actually, one person was actually charged and has a felony on his record. So a number of attendees brought it up and they were concerned. They said, you know, are these people still going to be allowed at the convention? And the convention owner said yes and wrote this social media statement. It was just really cluttered and it was kind of confusing. And initially it started out saying, you know, we want to make sure that everybody's safe and everybody has a good time. Everybody enjoys the convention. We want everyone, you know, to be a part of this. And I was like, okay, sounds good so far. And then it went completely off the rails. And then it turned into, so we're going to make sure that we keep our guests 100% safe. They didn't do anything wrong. They're being invited here as guests. So we're going to protect them. And if you don't want to show up because of that, well, that's your fault. And it was like, dudes, what would the, whoo. I don't know what the fallout has been from that. It's definitely... I don't even know anymore, because that's the thing. I don't know what happened afterwards, because they've taken down a lot of the content from that. So a lot of the original posts are gone. The forums for
especially if they're on Facebook, because Facebook isn't archived. So once those posts disappear, if nobody screenshotted it,
it's gone. It's out of there. It's just bananas. And the thing is that it's been happening to multiple conventions now, because there was another one only a couple of weeks ago that we discussed, where it was one of the cameramen that they hired to take photos of families with celebrities and whatnot. And that happens at comic conventions. He ended up actually having a record for sexual assault. And the post that was put out by the convention was very much in favor of keeping him on board and ignoring the concerns and the complaints of the attendees, as well as trying to not blacklist or blackmail. I'm not trying to think of, I can't get the right word to come to my mind, but they were basically harping on one attendee for bringing it up in the first place. And it was just like, man, this is, it almost seems like this was a year where not only was there con issues, but everybody needs to have like a good PR staffer added to their repertoire so they know how to handle these situations, because a lot of that is coming up and it's going to be biting people in the butt. You got to know where you stand and you got to make sure you make right decisions, not just for you personally, but also for the convention and also for your attendees. Because if your attendees don't feel comfortable being at your event, that's something you really should look into. And that's a big thing a lot of conventions need to keep in mind for 2018 and here on out, is who they hired, who they put on their roster.
You know, conventions could probably do well to hire a good PR person, and treat them very well.
Yes.
We have done a rant on this on a recent episode because, you know, they're the face of your convention. I feel like all the news this year is so negative. Like, we have the good news stories. Like, there are more teaching type cosplayers being invited as guests to cons, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, Kamui actually made pretty decent number of appearances stateside this year. Shinga Studios has been teaching. Atelier Heidi has been teaching. Like, lots of people have been teaching and doing panels that are informative at cons now. And slowly, there's been a lot more content uploaded to YouTube now. So you don't have to depend on going to conventions to learn things. You can just go onto YouTube because everything under the sun has a tutorial now by skilled people that have way more time on their hands than we do.
And Twitch Creative has definitely taken off and helped branch out even more. Just having cosplayers who can easily, quickly just stream something from their camera and work on their costumes right then and there. We've really seen such an explosion of that over the past year too. And that's been really fun and really interesting.
And there's been an explosion of patterns for cosplayers. Simplicity and McCall both have put out large volumes of patterns, even ones that are licensed, even though they don't call them by their license names. They've put out dozens of patterns that are just for cosplayers and for cosplayers in mini size for kids. And there's been a large increase in the breadth of things that people can cosplay. We have more cosplayers now. Women have more choices. Men have more choices. People of indeterminate gender have more choices. Everybody has so much more that they can choose from in terms of heroes now. That, you know, we need to talk about some of the positive changes that happened this year at cosplay too. We even had new materials come out, like new types of Warbla, which are awesome. There are always new things being created and new fabrics with new finishes that have different weaves, and you can now do different things with them, and they're all in any color under the sun, and they now have new dyes that'll interact with all these new synthetic fabrics, and we have new synthetic materials for our wigs now so that you can do more heat styling with them and put more products into them, and now it's reversible so you can just wash the wig in hot water and you can style it a different way. It's like Barbie coming to life, but for grown-ups.
It's really nice to see that we have so much more access to all of these new, fun, cool materials. And I really do appreciate the fact that Yaya Han's cosplay line through Joann's, it's still running. There's still new stuff being added. And even though I haven't purchased anything from it because there's been nothing that's been needed for my personal uses, I see lots of people who use it. They enjoy the stuff and they keep adding to it, which is extra cool to see, to have a standard craft store that everybody has access to can now have cosplay specialty fabrics. That's because not everybody has access to Warbla or to Sintra. We do for Ava Foam and Craft Foam because, yay, hobby stores. But it's nice to have those really good, awesome fabrics at our fingertips without having to drive 500 miles away to find another fashion district.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many more online stores now where you can purchase all of these things. And the online stores are having better and better offerings.
I shall point to behind me.
Yes. For decent prices. You know, it's becoming much easier to be a cosplayer. It's becoming harder to be a top-notch cosplayer just because there are starting to be so many of them. But at least it's becoming much more accessible to the average person, you know, who has a day job and maybe not all the disposable income they would like. We totally wouldn't understand what that's
like. Oh, no, of course not. We would have no clue whatsoever. How to adult properly. Yay!
So all in all, I would say on balance, the year has been positive for cosplay. So yes, yeah. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of things that went wrong. But even for things like charities being stiffed, the money ended up being raised by a third party and given to the charity. For, you know, stalkers who have been at cons, either they were dropped from the con, or, you know, if the person was an attendee stalker, we even had one arrested at a local con. So that was taken care of. Most of the drama with the whole accuracy thing thankfully happened to die down once the trolls realized that nobody cared.
Yeah, what exactly. They thought. It's one of those weird arguments that comes up and down like every couple of years. And it's just like, okay, they're doing their thing. We still do the cosplay thing. So whatever. Talk all you want. You shall be ignored.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we took care of most of the negative stuff. The only thing that we have not taken care of is convention stench. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do about that. Please don't sit here and flood my forums with shower posts. Please. Can we not do that in 2018? Can this be the whole, this is 2018, dude. Get with the program. Don't bother, like, just shower. It's 2018. We know.
If you want to go to a convention that smells nice, go to PAX South, because there's always some vendor who's handing out like Old Spice and body sprays and stuff like that completely free. Like, to whoever wants it, you can take it. So, you know, there you go. Deodorant and body wash.
You can come to AllCon in March, where Man Made Soap will have their booth there. And while it is not free, you are supporting local businesses that are selling organic product.
That smells fabulous.
It is handmade product. So all positive things, and it's very affordable. No, they are not paying us. This is not an ad. We happen to like their product. We happen to like their product, and they make the convention smell good.
Oh,
plus,
man.
It's something, if you buy a bar of soap, you can actually use it right there at the con.
It's one of those weird booths where, because sometimes you get overpowered by some of those scent booths, and you're like, oh, too much. But it's just the right amount of smell, and it's not overpowering. It's just very soft and luscious, and it just smells fantastic. Like, you walk by it and you're like, ah, oh, fresh.
And of course, not only do you think fresh, you're like, wow, that actually smells really good. And of course, what do? You walk into the dealer's den, which is exactly what the con wants, and that makes them happy, and it makes the vendors happy too.
Get the dark side soap. It's my favorite.
Hey, I took that Star Wars quiz and I got Luke Skywalker, man.
Of course you
did. I really am a Jedi to your Sith.
I get the Emperor every time. It's great.
But otherwise, we seriously have high hopes for 2018. We really do hope the best for 2018. We've already got a lot of cosplay plans, just like everybody else. Some of which will probably not happen because life. But hey, that's being an adult.
My cosplay plans are all right behind me on these rolls.
We will give it our darndest. And we hope that you guys will too, of course.
So before we roll off this topic, any of your costumes that you've made or worked on this year that you're particularly proud of? What has been your highlight cosplay?
I am super proud of my sorceress, my sky sorceress.
You did an awesome job on that.
I got Senpai to notice me.
You did. Hard to do.
That was an amazing moment. You guys have no idea how happy that made me.
She had a moment. If you're wondering who Senpai is, she's talking about Firefly Path.
Firefly Path. She is my textile senpai. One of my textile senpais. Yes, that by far, especially since I really didn't complete that many cosplays this year, mostly because life got in the way. But I'm hoping to turn that around in 2018. So, you know, I will try to do more with cosplay next year, and I will try to do more. It is my resolution to do more in terms of tutorials and breaking things down for people so that you can see exactly how it's done. And finding new techniques to share with you guys that maybe necessarily not from us, but from other very skilled artisans that we just want to share.
Tutorials are always a good thing. I know we've been trying to add to our library this year. Didn't get as much as I'd hoped for, but we did get some in there. Definitely got some.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
All right. So my favorite would probably have to be the last costume that I made, which is my Songbird outfit from Final Fantasy 14. And I think it's because it's one of the more technically challenging pieces that I've worked on in a while. Completely not my style whatsoever. But it also required me to be really, really critical of my finishings and my seams and my hems, because everything had to be pretty pristine and perfect and square and rectangular. So it was kind of a fun challenge. I actually really, really enjoyed making the whole piece, as much as I wanted to throw it out the window a couple times because it was like, why are these mitered corners here? This makes no sense. But I'm really proud of myself for what I've accomplished, and that it's a fully functioning finished garment. It's lined. I made my own petticoat and like the whole nines on that. I'm really proud of myself with what I did. I even went back and I remade the hat instead of doing it ghetto style with craft foam. Like I actually used buckram. Like I did it the legit way. Go me. And I think the only other thing is this year I took on a lot of extra wig commissions, not really big heavy stuff, like crazy hairstyles. It was actually a lot more natural styles. It was Ruby wigs. go fucking me. But I'm really happy with how they turned out, because trying to style a wig to look very natural is really difficult. I mean, that sounds kind of awkward because you're like, oh, it doesn't have these spikes or these crazy braids or these twirls. But when you need the hair to look natural and real, it can be kind of a challenge, especially with Yang's. Yang's was really hard for me to put together. But once I saw it on my model and it was done and she was dressed up, I was like, yep, nailed it. This is exactly what needed to be done. And I don't think I've ever been more proud of my wig work than I was when I saw the full finished look.
Speaking of which, I still need to get you the Pyrrha wig for adjustment.
Yes, I need to adjust your Pyrrha wig. The wig looks great, however, it doesn't quite fit. And that's
not quite fit because I have a big head.
And I was trying to accommodate for that because I have a fairly large head too. And I was like, oh, now I feel bad. Dang it. Okay. I can fix it though. I can fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it, Felix.
Yes. Well, I don't have anything more for 2017. So shall we call it a year?
I think we should call it a year. Yay, 2017. On to 2018.
Yay!
I don't know what to do for 2018, other than I have piles of fabric behind me that'll become something. Or three somethings. My 2018 plans are pretty low-key. I decided after how busy and ups and downs I had this year, I'm going to keep it simple, but work on a lot of embellishments. So that means a ton of embroidery and beading and bedazzling in my future. So I don't know if it's really going simple as it's going nutty, but with like only four outfits.
I think my plans are kind of nebulous, mostly because I realized the folly of making plans.
Yeah, it's so much easier to just like have an idea. You work on it when you can. When it gets done, it gets done. I've noticed that with a lot of our mutual friends as we've gotten older, it's just like, when it gets done, it's fine. We don't rush for convention time anymore because we know there will always be an opportunity to take photos. There will be always an opportunity to hang out with people. There is another con next weekend. Not a big deal.
It is that, and also simply because I had health problems this year. Like 2017 just was not my year in terms of being able to work on cosplay, because I had viral meningitis for 2 months, and then I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2, and I have now been diagnosed with Asperger's, and I've also been diagnosed with deviated septum, which I am having surgery for tomorrow. So basically, all of my cosplay funds are shot, which is really unhelpful when you're trying to work on cosplay. And I've spent more time at the doctor than I have at home. And sometimes that just gets in the way of cosplay. But, you know, I'm getting my weight back on track so that hopefully I will kick the butt of diabetes. And that way I will fit into my cosplay better. So all around positive goals. You know, that part of my goals for 2018 in cosplay is simply to be in better health. Mentally, physically, spiritually. You know, in all ways. And that way I can feel good about myself in cosplay, and I can take that and make other people feel good in cosplay. We wish all of you guys the best in your 2018 cosplay plans. If you guys have plans that you'd like to share with us, please feel free to do so on any of our social media, which you can find here.
It's all over here, you know, up there, down there, across my face. There you go.
And of course, if you guys have any 2017 pictures of cosplay that you guys would like to share with us, please keep them family friendly. You can always send them to us either via social media on Facebook or Twitter, or you can email those to us at podcast@cospod.org. Other than that, I don't have anything else. We will see you guys in 2018. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to those who celebrate it. Happy summer solstice to those of our friends who are in the Southern Hemisphere. And to everybody, we hope that you had a wonderful 2017. See you next time.
Bye, guys.